It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network. Coming up, we'll talk about a new effort in Wisconsin to save the monarch butterfly and find out how you can help out. First, election security has been in the news lately, especially after last week's federal indictments of 12 Russian intelligence agents accused of attempting to disrupt the country's elections in 2016. And with just 3 weeks before Wisconsin's statewide primaries, there's a renewed focus on what state officials are doing to shore up security. That includes questions about why the state has not yet filled 6 election security positions at the State Elections Commission. Mark Sommerhauser covers state government and politics for the Wisconsin State Journal. Mark, welcome back to the show.
Good to be with you, Rob.
We'll talk about these still vacant positions. What kind of functions would they be responsible for?
Sure. So we're talking about 6 positions with the State Elections Commission, which is the state agency that oversees elections here in Wisconsin. All 6 have some responsibilities relating to election security. And, you know, talking to the commission, it sounds like 3 of the 6 positions are really intensely focused on security. 2 of the positions are working in information technology. And a 3rd is a trainer position, a security trainer position for a staff person who would work with local elections officials to train them on security measures. So those 3 positions in particular are, almost entirely devoted to securing our elections.
Give us a little history behind the creation of these jobs. These positions were just put into effect earlier this year, right?
Yeah, they were created by the commission earlier this year. When the commission was able to secure some federal funding, a $7 million federal grant to create these positions, the commission had asked the legislature and the governor to provide some funding for some new staff positions in the last budget. The legislature, both Republicans and Democrats in the legislature, did go along with that request and provide funding for some new positions, and the governor did veto that funding. But the positions were created anyway when the state was able to get federal money to fund them.
And do we know why these positions haven't been filled yet, if that is going back to April?
Right. The account that I've gotten in speaking to both the Elections Commission and the Department of Administration, which is part of its role is to perform hiring and HR functions across state agencies, including the Elections Commission. The Elections Commission says that they provided the information to the Department of Administration back in May, that the administration department needed to, get these positions listed and start to seek out applicants for them. The administration department in turn tells us that it went through some staffing issues, some turnover issues, especially back in June, that did affect its ability to get this and other state government vacancies filled. But they have assured us that those issues are resolved and that they're moving, in their words, expeditiously to try to get, in particular, these elections vacancies filled.
Talking to Mark Sommerhauser from the Wisconsin State Journal about open positions in the state's election division, some of which are focused on security. Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf was on Upfront with Mike Goucher yesterday. Here's a little of what she had to say about hacking attempts on the state's election system.
Every day they see thousands, if not millions, of people trying to find a way into that system. But it really is a success story in that there haven't been any successful attempts to get into that statewide enterprise.
Mark, the fact that these positions aren't filled doesn't mean the barn door is wide open, right? There are positions in place, there are procedures in place trying to protect the state's election system, even without these positions being filled, right?
That's correct. And, the Elections Commission has been very emphatic about the point that they feel confident in the security of our elections now as it stands. But by the same token, like any enterprise, they always welcome more reinforcements, right? They always welcome more help to try to accomplish that goal. The other agency that's really critical in these efforts is the Division of Enterprise Technology, which is basically the IT agency across state government. And they're really the agency that oversees a lot of the efforts to make sure that no one that's not supposed to be getting access to our election system gets in there.
And we know from those federal indictments filed a week ago Friday that a state's election system had been at least in some way compromised by Russian hackers, according to this indictment. It not Wisconsin, it looks like. What do we know about whether there have been attempts to access Wisconsin websites, especially election websites?
Yeah, that's right. So the Department of Homeland Security, the federal agency, did disclose last year that there were at least one and possibly multiple attempts to gain access to a server here in Wisconsin that was tied to the Department of Workforce Development. The belief, at least among federal security officials, is that, and that was, I should say, an attempt that was linked to Russian government cyber actors. The belief that U.S. Intelligence officials had was that they were doing that to see if they could gain access from workforce development servers, potentially to the servers that relate to our elections, and they were not able to gain access to any state infrastructure or servers, according to Homeland Security officials, but that attempt was made. We do have examples of other states, for instance, just next door to us in Illinois, where Russian, individuals linked to the Russian government were able to successfully gain access to their voter registration database in that state.
Do we have an idea of when these positions could be filled if the Department of Administration is rolling on them now? Would it be by the primaries in just, 3 weeks from tomorrow?
It does not look like they're going to be filled by the primaries. The positions have not been listed or posted yet. Now, we're told that some of them are supposed to be have the job vacancies posted this week. But it looks like the primary is going to be too heavy of a lift. The Department of Administration, however, is saying that they're confident that these positions will be filled, in advance of the general election on November 6th. And I think the question now is just how far in advance of that election and how much those individuals are going to be able to contribute in terms of securing our elections in the lead up to November 6th.
Has this been a partisan issue so far? Has there been a partisan debate over protecting Wisconsin's elections and these positions in particular?
So I think the answer to that is no, in the sense that we've seen Republicans and Democrats concur on the value of these new staff positions. Talking to the chairman of the State Elections Commission, Dean Knudsen, a former Republican state lawmaker, he was very clear that he felt that these positions, were valuable. They needed to be filled quickly. So I wouldn't say there's really been partisanship. I would say that, the one area where we've maybe seen some difference between parties is, Democrats have been a little more willing to sort of point the finger at Governor Scott Walker's administration for, not acting more swiftly to fill these positions. Republicans, affirming the importance of the positions, have not been as quick to point the finger at the governor's administration.
As we wrap up, Mark, is it fair to say nobody's feeling a sense of panic that we're desperately vulnerable, but a little extra help wouldn't hurt?
Yeah, I think that's fair. And I think, in light of what we saw in 2016, in light of federal national security officials warning that there is a strong possibility that there could be renewed attempts here in 2018 and beyond by Russians or other individuals that might want to compromise our election systems, there really is an effort to make sure that it's all hands on deck to make sure that Wisconsin elections are secure.
Mark, thanks a lot for joining us again.
Thank you very much.
That's Mark Sommerhauser, state government and politics reporter for the Wisconsin State Journal, with us to talk about a handful of election security positions left unfilled so far at the State Elections Commission, just 3 weeks ahead of the August primaries.